Hello, grandkids, and welcome to Stunt Granny Audio 1157. This is Kevin DeFranco. On the other end is Chris Calamita. What is up, good sir?
Not a heck of a lot, Kevin. How about yourself?
I feel a lot better than the last
Oh,
time
yeah.
that you and
Sound
I
better.
recorded. I still am not 100%, so I am still not drinking a Bell Time beer for the show, so I will talk about some other beverages later on in the show here that I have my eyes on for this weekend. We'll get there when we get there. Speaking of weekends, Chris, this was another weekend of a lot of wrestling and a lot of different
Indeed
wrestling
was.
that we did not cover last Thursday. We had SmackDown, we had Backlash, we had Raw, we even had Fairway to Hell from AEW. There was a lot to choose from, a veritable smorgasbord. And as usual on pay-per-view weekends, yours truly
Yes.
did not watch
And we
SmackDown.
only have one weekend out of the next. This enjoy this weekend if you if you need a rest, because the next two after that aren't gonna let up.
Oh yeah, and I forgot because I recently found myself an HBO Max subscriber. I know that additional human monies are involved in AEW pay-per-views, but I am more tempted just because I have the option. I've got to admit.
You can do that. I don't think I'm going to. As of right now, that my plan is to not be home during the show. So yeah, that's likely not happening. It's because that's a situation where it's live or not going to or not or it's not worth the money.
Fair enough.
And getting to that point is certainly WWE PLEs on ESPN Unlimited. If you count just $29.99 towards those. Yeah, if I'm not gonna watch those live, and of course I have nothing, unlike most other streaming services I would subscribe to, there is nothing else on ESPN that Unlimited that in any way captures my interest. Yeah, I think I'd be sitting some shows out, and maybe I may very well get to a point where I start sitting out some of these B shows. Because while a lot of people gave Backlash good marks, I just wasn't feeling it.
As an overall whole, I thought there were two really good matches. One enjoyable match, and that was it. It's tough to, it's kind of funny, like it's almost an opposite AEW problem.
Yeah, these five match shows are starting to wear on. There are times like, oh, you know what, this is not too bad, but that's of course when they were still on Peacock. Now we're talking at least $10 more expensive. That's not including if I or anyone else gets the Disney bundle or anything like this. I can't not gonna count that in the value. But
No, right.
yeah, it's $10 more expensive. The ads are, more intrusive, more, longer. There's more of them. Yeah, you get some on Peacock. We talked about this before. If you have, we were a premium subscriber, you got spared the ads. You just got long breaks that showed WWE centric videos. Now no one is spared the ads. Although I did find out if you start the show late on the night of, you can force fast forward through the ads.
That was a find by Jeremy Mays, I believe, about Netflix that if you play from the beginning day of you can catch up. It made me feel for the long ago days of the almost live, definitely half-assed review of Raw. Quite frankly, trying to catch up to live time and almost doing it. Yeah, that's not a bad plan, honestly, for the pay-per-views. And this was the point that I was going to get to about AEW and WWE having opposite problems. Having excellent matches, I'm not even sure I'd say excellent matches. As much as I liked Io Sky and Asuka, which was one of the two matches I referenced to start, and Roman Reigns and Jacob Fatu, I thought both of them were very good matches. I can probably see a similarly quality wrestling match on TV for not $30.
Right.
Because I do watch other stuff on the Disney umbrella, I'm sticking with, and I take advantage of ESPN for college basketball and NHL hockey. So I'm getting my money's worth
But you're entering into that dead zone for that summer dead zone where nothing's running but baseball. If you don't care that much about baseball, yeah, and what they have of baseball.
Well, that is true. I'm not sure how much they're going to have the Pittsburgh Pirates, who are at least
Right.
still maintaining some semblance
Yeah.
of being a real baseball
But
team this
yeah.
season.
I mean, I this I will be honest, I did some day drinking on Saturday, and I was quite for schnookered, which usually enhances my experience of watching these things. You know, watching them by myself, and but this time, maybe there was something to do with that. I felt more down. Like it was just like, I'm fast forwarding through the commercials. I'm catching up, and it's the show ends at I think maybe before 2 hours and 45 minutes in, and
Yeah, it was
there was
definitely
restrict.
shorter than 3 hours.
Yeah, a
I
shorter
don't
show than we've
remember
been
the
used to.
exactly
Right.
remember the runtime.
Yeah, I mean a shorter show than we've been used to. Yeah, and these Triple H's five match B shows, might be showing signs of wear in terms of especially in terms of the value you're getting. I didn't. Yeah, go
That
ahead.
does that, like you said, like the extra $10 does make you go, hey guys, maybe we should get six on these. And I do think that that would benefit the product overall. You kind of mentioned it, and I didn't pull up the results. Well, I have the results of Backlash up, but separated by brand, it's easier to look on Wiki. So I'll pull that up in the meantime here. But we talked about it prior to the show that SmackDown is underrepresented on this pay-per-view. And, it gives that show something more to work towards if there's a sixth match in these things.
Yeah,
You
I think
know,
a six match would
it gives
help,
you
and
more. Well, and plus they have, even with the releases, they still have so many people that they could easily put a six match on most of these pay-per-views.
right, and no one's gonna complain if the show goes, three plus at this point. Obviously, only your biggest shows of the year should approach 4 hours or so, but. For a B show, if it goes 3, 3:15, I'm not gonna complain. I'm gonna feel like I got I'm gonna again for what we're paying now, gonna feel I got more of my money's worth for that. And now, of course, this is a month, and now that's gonna be a billing cycle that's gonna see two PLEs. So, of course, in that respect, of course, it makes it worth it. But yeah, I just didn't feel as satisfied as maybe I expected, or maybe because this show just didn't have a high level of anticipation coming 3 weeks after WrestleMania, very thrown together.
And it really wasn't as It wasn't terribly backlashy, if one wants to use a made-up word,
Yeah.
because all of the matchups, the only one that was a true rebound from WrestleMania was Trick Williams versus Sami Zayn.
Right.
The other ones were, attached to WrestleMania,
Yeah.
but still not straight on. So, I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of continuation of storyline. I think that well,
Well,
I guess the comedy match had a continuing storyline,
right.
and so did the Io Sky and Asuka
And so
matchup.
did Riker and Rollins, really. So
Yeah.
really the issue is the main event was a product of having to create an opponent for Roman Reigns on 3 weeks' notice.
Yeah,
And going
is
backwards on so much of the families, the bloodline fan, and so much of the bloodline stuff, we're down to the Usos just essentially being back to being just complete lackeys at this point.
Oh boy, yeah. I mean, that's a jumps that well, since I didn't watch SmackDown, they definitely look like lackeys on Raw, for
Yes. And
sure.
they were lackeys on SmackDown. They're carrying the water for Roman Reigns, and they don't even appear at all on during Backlash. The Reigns Fatu feud has I think it's struggling in some ways. I think the real fo the focus on the Tonga and Death Grip stuff is not, I don't think it's landing as this, brutal move that that people should be afraid of. It's been a long damn time since Meng was beating jobbers with it on WCW TV.
yeah, it is not. I feel like the announcers have done a pretty good job of trying to sell it at a minimum.
They're really trying to sell it. And again, this storyline has does anyway, this whole thing has its issues. I mean, Roman Reigns' behavior has just been made him he's just been such an asshole. But Fatu's not exactly the most stable guy and the most, valiant babyface either. He's and you could tell they're trying to now between Backlash and Raw, they are trying to play up Fatu being such a loose cannon, being being a savage, for a better term, and
Yeah, I mean, I feel like A, they used it on TV, but B, yeah, they're definitely playing that up, that, and especially with Tong and Death Grip, that A, you're not supposed to use it unless really necessary, and then B, you're not supposed to use it on family. So they're kind of layering it on, but ooh, that match or that move just isn't that impressive.
no, it isn't, and the way not so much the way he's doing it. It just and he's not beating anybody with it. Reigns isn't necessarily he sells it, but not in a way that's he's gonna go down to this darn thing. So yeah,
Well,
I mean, again, I've said it. Issues with the feud and issues with the presentation of both guys, issues with the regression of the blood, back to the bloodline stuff. I mean, they had an okay, they you know, I think they had an okay match. I didn't love their, I don't like since sound, doesn't sound like I liked the match as much as you did. But obviously this feud must continue. We can segue straight into Raw. I mean, I don't think we have to wait to the very end of the show to talk about the segment
nah, it'd
that.
be pretty silly.
Yeah, so yes, they do the Roman Reigns acknowledgement ceremony. They have Jey Uso outside trying to talk Jacob Fatu up from going onto the ring. Jimmy backing Roman Reigns 100%. And when Jacob Fatu gets there, he treats the Usos the same way Oba Femi treated Angel and Umberto, basically. Like, oh my, I like,
have
This is the
active
greatest. The, he
description
beat the,
or
this
for
man
the
beat the holy hell out of the greatest tag team of all time by himself.
Yeah, I mean, recently WWE champion Jey Uso got
Yes.
discarded
Yes.
in short order. And he was face to face. It's not like he, sneak attacked him or anything like that.
No,
Like he had
no,
to
any
have
of
at
that.
least known that that was a possibility that that was going to happen.
Then Roman Reigns is able to get the advantage on Jacob Fatu with a chair, but Jacob Fatu fights back. They tongue and death grip, multiple times. Power bombs Reigns through the table, and then does his running ass attack to Roman Reigns and the Usos, who somehow magically appeared back down at ringside. No idea where they came from.
Yeah, they hadn't gotten their asses kicked enough
No.
already, so they needed to take the bump through
And
the barricade
the
that is.
barricade and the barricade bump is way over breaking bump is way overdone, but this looked good. And apparently
Yeah.
somehow Roman Reigns' elbow got cut open in this. I'm not even really sure how.
Yeah, they connect those with some type of steel stud type
Yeah, it
of
has to be, yeah.
construction, and I
Yeah.
am going to assume that
Right.
is what got him. So yeah, that was pretty impressive. For is like you said, as overdone as that spot is, that one really looked great. I do think that it helped that three very large gentlemen were going through it
Oh, yes,
in the process.
that definitely helped. And of course, we're left with the speculation that Jacob Fatu could be suspended, maybe possibly even terminated for this. But of course, by next week, we're going to get, I'm assuming, some kind of anything goes match between Jacob Fatu and Roman Reigns for Clash in Italy.
Yeah, I mean, the baby face always has to talk the general manager into letting the dastardly heel keep their job so that they can get their comeuppance. That is always the fail safe if the general manager actually wants to do the correct thing and
And
fire an employee who
right.
assaults people he shouldn't be assaulting.
Right. Yes, and yes. And to its credit, this was the hottest angle they've done between these two so far.
Yeah, it still had the Roman Reigns as the dick problem. Also, though, like you said, like I really feel like they really nailed down Jacob Fatu being the heel to me during this
Yes.
segment.
Yes. I think they knew that things were probably too ambiguous. Well, and there hasn't really been a big change to the Roman Reigns character, of course. They're playing up that, Jacob's going too far. He's gone wild and all that. So it's better in terms of presentation for this whole thing. So, yeah, I mean, I guess we kind of figured this feud was gonna, get two PLEs out of it, because if Roman just beat Jacob Fatu clean without any shenanigans at all with the turnbuckle pad, then they'd have to again, create Roman Reigns a new opponent on 3 weeks' notice.
Well, and then that's the other funny thing.
This May schedule is insane.
Amidst all of this pay talk and cut of people's salary talk, I guess it does help. Maybe it's, yeah, I think that's the right word that I'm looking for. That Cody Rhodes wasn't on this show, so you needed Roman Reigns. But I mean, Roman already said, I feel like directly after WrestleMania, that he was going to be there all summer long or something of
Yeah, there were
that.
Yeah, there was some confusion over his dates, but I guess he's back on in June. Not sure if that means he's going to Saudi Arabia or not at the end of June, but we shall see. And interesting that it does. I mean, obviously, backlash in Tampa, maybe not necessarily the most important show or even destination, but it does seem like Italy is getting both Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes in action.
Boy, and did I have my problems with that video package. Sheesh.
Wait, which
Showing
one? Which one?
the one for Turin,
Oh.
because they featured Michelangelo's The David, which was is sculpted in Florence, Italy, which is quite a few hours south of there. And still resides there. Was not relocated up to Turin. There is not a
Well,
whole
let's.
lot going on up
Well, it's
there.
not the clash in Turin. It's the clash in Italy. So it's it rep Turin represents all of Italy here.
Yeah, they're pulling a Toledo, as I would call it, when they just called Toledo, Ohio for a whole show.
Yeah.
That was many years ago under Vince McMahon, but yeah, Turin,
Yes.
very very northern city, and really not one of the large. I mean, it's pretty big, but it's on the important scale of Italian cities, it's pretty far down the list. Yeah, it does look like they're gonna get both of them, and it does. I guess my point was going to be that, yeah, it just feels wild to have Roman Reigns on TV this much, honestly. Like, because it's literally been years since we've seen him this much. Even during the
Yeah.
Bloodline, the heyday of the Bloodline storyline, he was not there quite frequently.
No, not as soon as he started on his part-time schedule. No.
So that's the other just crazy thing, like, because you're talking about trying to get him a second short notice opponent. Like, yeah, it was kind of tough getting one, and I don't know if they really have two, honestly. And obviously they shipped Gunther off to SmackDown to participate in Cody Rhodes shenanigans. So
Yes, they did do that.
he's not even on the list of possibilities anymore.
No, he is not. Yes. Yeah, Gunther's in an interesting situation with, being programmed against Cody Rhodes, who has beaten him before. He was with one of those Crown Jewel deals, but
Oh, yeah.
it's a loss. It's
Yeah, it was a PLE, guys.
yep.
Can't
Yep,
really hide from
it
this one.
counts. It yep, it counts, and they can play it off. They can play it up that Cody's beaten Gunther before, but man, Gunther losses are still new enough to him to be rough enough for him. So I'm interested to see where this one goes. And heck, I mean, even Jacob Fatu isn't necessarily in the best position to take a second loss to Roman Reigns and a real final loss to Roman Reigns as well. That's where he doesn't really have any kind of an excuse.
Oh yeah, he's because I mean he finally got the big win against Drew McIntyre, and then he eats an L immediately 3 weeks
Right.
later.
Yes.
Yeah, not the best spot for him to be in either.
But a lot of people would kill for that spot, though, too, to get two PLE main events with Roman Reigns. So I guess you can't factor that out. A lot of people will never get that.
This is a very true statement. I guess going back to the pay-per-view, and starting on another what to me would be one of the bigger stories here on not really WWE TV so much as WWE Online here. The Io Sky and Asuka match. To me, this was the most enjoyable match of
Yeah,
the
this was good.
evening.
Yes, this was really, really good. Yes.
So, and then it was just interesting the interaction after the match of Io Sky and Asuka making up after what feels like a prolonged feud that had been going on between the two seemed really surprising and really like we were maybe seeing the last of Asuka. I feel like the news has shaked out or shook out at this point
I don't think it
that
has. I
the
don't think that
last
people.
I saw was he has business to take care of in Japan and needs extended time off. It's still super, which is still super vague.
It seems very vague. Rumors of, again, all this contract renegotiation stuff going on. She'd only signed a new deal in 2024, which I imagine she intended to see, through to the end, even if, she was going to retire then. I mean, as, she's 44 years old. This very much came out of nowhere. There's a lot of confusion as to exactly what exactly is happening and why. But it does seem like we've seen the last of Asuka for possibly for some time.
I mean,
If
it
ever.
definitely is, yeah, it could be ever. It does seem like I would say a minimum of 6 months. The way that everyone's making it feel, but even then, that feels light. Like, I feel like it's going to be through the end of the year.
Yeah, I
Like,
think it could be it, again, it seems like it could be forever. I don't know. It's again, weird times in WWE. And one thing I've noticed recently is they have been throwing around the words legend and legendary very loosely lately. I mean, very loosely with people who've been around maybe 10 years or so, past some even less. And it's just like, is this a way of calling some people old? That's my new conspiracy about it, because it's just happening so much across WWE TV. Is this do they want to make some people sound old so they can maybe restructure their contracts? Is this more of
An ageism thing.
a plan by TKO? Like, yeah, could but of course, legend. It sounds great, but like when you're calling the Street Profits a legendary tag team, it's just like, eh.
Oh, I
I
thought you
like
were
them.
talking about Asuka, so
They haven't really done that with Asuka, but they've done that with other women. They've done that with they did that during that during the talk the Fatal Influence promos about Charlotte Flair being a legend and Alexa Bliss being a legend, and even Rhea Ripley, who's quite a bit younger than the two of them, being called a legend. It's just like it's a weird turn of phrase to because they used to be very selective about things like that. And now
Hey,
Angelo Daw and now Angelo Dawkins is being called a legend.
there have been some sometimes sneaky things that to me are the AEWification of the WWE, and that's one of them where you overuse terms like that. And it just waters them down.
Right.
And yeah, if they call, I must have missed this, the Street Profits being called legends. Because, oh boy, yikes. Like, I wouldn't even go that far with Asuka. As much as I like Asuka, and
Yeah.
as much as I feel like she's done within the WWE. Because she has been around for kind of a while at this point, right?
It's
Like,
including NXT. It's well over a decade.
yeah, so I'm like, let me look that up real quick to see when she joined them.
I want to say summer fall through the 2015.
Yeah, 2015. You are correct, sir. I mean, she's been around 11 years and she's been near the top of the mountain pretty much the whole time.
Yeah, no, she a great career. I'm
And that's it.
no issue with her ending up in the Hall of Fame someday.
Yeah, and
So
it's that's one of those things where to me there's when you're talking great and legend, they're two different things. Like to me, you need to be it's implied that you're great when you're called a legend to me. You know, but you can be great and not be a legend.
A legend is
And
that's got to be built with a lot of time, and that's time I feel like is over, more than 10 years or so. Because even with Asuka, we're not counting her career in Japan, at all,
Oh, correct.
for her
If
sake.
for this argument, right now, yeah. Like she
When
is
you
not a to me a WWE legend. Is she maybe a wrestling legend? You can talk me into that. I didn't like you. I didn't see any of the Japan stuff, so I don't know for sure,
And
but
like an AJ Styles, his WWE career is only 10 years. You can count a lot of the stuff that's before that because it was all televised on American television somewhere. So it's like,
Yes.
the guy had a nearly 25-year career on American TV. So yes, of course.
Yep. Yeah, there is a longevity factor to legend. And again, like if we're not ready to apply it to Asuka, oh boy, Street Profits, not even in the realm.
Yeah, yes.
As
It's
much
just
as
yeah.
I have, for the most part, overall enjoyed what they've brought to the table. Legend is, I don't even know if I'm ready for great with them just because of the way they've been
No.
presented,
It's
like,
been their presentation's been rough for a while. We can talk about it. I mean, Montez Ford needs to sh should win Best Friend of the Century award because he has sacrificed whatever his potential could be, essentially just to keep Dawkins employed.
he definitely earned whatever good karma he has, I suppose, because like we talked about it, looks like Dawkins is in great shape, but him losing as much weight as he has does makes him not look imposing anymore. Because
No, and it's a situation where the flab hasn't turned to muscle. So he's
well,
not
and
looking
there's
good. So
that
he's not looking
too.
so he's not well, so
Just
so he's not looking
despite
good. He's just not looking good. I'm just I mean I
despite
I'm
lose despite it, it's weird. Well, it's really weird that he's the man has lost weight. Definitely. But yeah, it is not translated into more bulk or anything like that. I mean, you could even talk about that with as recently as a Bronson Reed, you know what I mean? You could see that he trimmed down and you saw where he put the weight. It was like all in his upper body and arms.
Right.
And that does not seem to be the case with Mr. Dawkins.
No.
So yeah, why am I blanking? Montez Ford, just yeah, for just sticking with him, yeah, like he really has killed his own singles career, and really even the tag career. I don't know what they have to do.
Lose to the Vision and it's main event, and I don't know what else after that.
Yeah, like yeah, they're gonna pop back on TV to lose again, and the div tag division still is essentially non-existent. Like, I feel like they're maybe sorta trying to bring it back right now, but they're still not doing a
Nah,
good job.
it's
Every
no
tag team we've talked about so far in this podcast has gotten destroyed because Humberto and Angel change brands, immediately get
Well,
decimated.
that wasn't official. Pierce was just going to talk to them, and
Oh.
there's some suspicion that they're either being let go because I think it was Humberto put out I guess an emotional tweet. I haven't seen all of it, but it's seems like it seemed like something of a goodbye that either they're just being outright let go or they're being moved to AAA full time.
Okay. Had was unaware of that. Not completely surprised either, 'cause I
That's what they
mean,
did to the that's what they did to the Roar Raiders before they sent them off to off the AAA, had them get destroyed by Obafemi 2-on-1.
oh boy, yeah, I forgot that those two guys were down in AAA too. Amazing the uses you can find for teams that, well, yeah. Tag team wrestling has just been in a sorry state in professional wrestling for a long time now. I
It
do feel like
has.
that New Day, Usos, was there one other team involved in that, or was it just those two teams really
Yeah, it just
carrying
those
the
yeah those two
entirety of professional
teams.
wrestling?
Well, I mean
I
there
feel
was a
like there
time
was.
when you various combinations of the Judgment Day. You had
Oh.
Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn, getting
Oh,
having a tag
yeah.
run. I mean, the tag team division had seen some decent times in the last few years. I mean,
Oh, okay. That's
the
fair.
all the tag team stuff, for last year on SmackDown. Ultimately, it didn't make anyone a bigger star, and some of those people are a lot of those people are no longer with the company. But it carried some weight there during the spring summer of last year. There.
Yeah, that is true. And I forgot, we went to a pay-per-view that was headlined by a tag, the Usos versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. So really should have remembered that one. anywho, yeah, for the most part, though, I guess there have been some blips of tag team wrestling being fine, but
Not
overall,
right
it
now,
is.
though. No,
It, yeah, it's been pretty
it's
rough.
back on the it's back it's back on the downslide. Yes, there's nothing, and
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if
And
there's another. I mean, I guess the Vision holding it is it gives it some prominence. Logan Paul being a champion gives it some gives it gives the titles on Raw some shine. But there's just not a lot. I mean, once they beat the Street Profits, I don't know where it goes from there. I mean, just
No.
back to the possibly back to the Usos. Who know? I mean, there's some no other.
Yeah, not a lot of good options. Obviously, a New Day, not an option anymore. So,
No, they are not.
yeah, it is kind of wild. What's happening there? So yeah, I think that about it kills that one. I guess maybe to hop back to the pay-per-view here, since we somewhat tried to do this in chronological order. To me, I did enjoy the Danhausen and Minnehausen defeating The Miz and Kit Wilson.
I enjoy this a lot. Some people work themselves into too much of a tizzy thinking about what this mystery partner could be, but it was the most Danhausen thing ever.
Yeah, it's really funny. People in that box really get their expectations up a lot further than they should. I don't know why they were like, I did think it was going to be funny if it was some destroyer to come out and help Danhausen. It
That would
should
it
they
would
have
have been
gone that route?
it would have been great if it was Obafemi. Yeah, that would have been.
Or even I was thinking, I'm like, couldn't they have pulled Royce Keyes into this thing
Yeah.
to feature him on a PLE possibly? There were options out there to go with someone to just beat down the Miz and Kit
Right.
Wilson. But you know what? Going Minnehausen really keeps the comedy bit going.
When
So it's
they,
hard to argue.
when SmackDown went so heavy on the clone, on the clone element, including Danhausen in his lab, complete with sound effects, you should have maybe people should have, but you, including myself, should have aligned our expectations more with the ridiculous. Now, granted, could they have gotten, like a full size, pulled anyone they could to put them in matching costume and makeup with Danhausen? Yeah, they could have done something with like that. So, it, but the
Oh,
but the little Housens are the mini Housens. They're getting some paychecks. I'm presuming it was with the same ones from WrestleMania. So
it did look like it. I was not surprised that what did it come out as? Because he's one of the AAA wrestlers. Oh, Mascarita Dorada was who was the main Minnehausen that actually wrestled in the match.
okay, well, something like that makes some sense, yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm like, oh, I was like, this guy's pretty damn good. Given the spots that they were putting him in. So I knew the man had some training. And yeah, it was just enjoyable. Like it's one of those things I am not going to ever expect a Dave Meltzer like 5-star match out of Danhausen. And I even think that for the most part, those days are gone for the Miz. Maybe Kit Wilson has those days in front of him. Maybe.
Maybe.
But everyone else, I feel like, is just not going to happen. So, yeah, that one was enjoyable. And I guess we'll see if that finishes up that feud.
Well, the Miz was claiming that all the little people jumping on Kit Wilson should have been a disqualification. So maybe we got maybe we got another
We're
matchup.
getting
We got another.
a little more juice out of this one.
You might.
Okay, I did miss that, but I do appreciate that works for me. So continuing to work our way backwards on this card here. Trick Williams defeats Sami Zayn. I feel like this is another one where, well, and it ties into, it was the only thing from SmackDown that I saw because there was a long enough clip posted online about the Gingerbread Man and funeral at the end of SmackDown Friday night that ended up tying into this match because our good buddy Little Yachty was back at it, and he was the corpse of the gingerbread man, as Wade Barrett so eloquently put
Yes, and they ended up beating down Sami Zayn, and that part that was all that kind of a ruse. Also, it also makes it more acceptable that no, this wasn't really a funeral for a costume. No, they had a plan the whole time, and everyone was in on it because everyone hates Sami Zayn now.
yeah, and I do think that much like Jacob Fatu kind of nailing down his heelness, I feel like Sami Zayn is really nailing down being a heel. Even if Trick Williams is still in maybe some questionable territory himself. Sami Zayn is putting on the smarmy pretty well these days.
He is putting on the smarmy. We'll see where this character goes. Obviously, he was meant to just be absolutely humiliated one night and then just beaten and cast off the next. So we'll see what comes next for him. Again, it hasn't felt like he's been in a good position for a while.
And I'm not sure that him turning heel is gonna do the trick as far as his championship aspirations go. It does give him a different spot though that he probably needs. I mean, he was on quite a baby face run, and he's been another guy that really has not missed a lot of TV. Over the last few years, like that man has really seemed to keep himself on TV.
He has ever since an injury late in the previous decade, I think, and then we're which ended up with him. I'm again this 2019, 2020, 2021, they're all so all that is just so vague for me. At one point I think he was more of a manager and who only wrestled occasionally because he was still recovering from an injury, and then he's went on the kind of the heel run that led to his match with Johnny Knoxville, and then inevitably led to him his storyline with the Bloodline.
Man's been on TV, and he unlike the Street Profits, he's smart enough to know when he needs a change of character. And
Yeah, this was pretty forced on him, I think.
well,
It
whether
got to a
he w
very, very bad. It things 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 got to a very, very bad place for him.
well, forced or not, I think it's a good change if he's going to continue to be on TV. Like because he has been a baby face ever since the turn against Roman Reigns, which was what, 4 years ago? And I mean, he really did has not accomplished his goal, and
No, and he's
they're
never
just
going to. That's
really,
becoming a problem. He's never going to. He's never going to get back to where he was, 3 years ago.
nope. That moment is gonzo and not coming back. I guess it will be interesting to see what Trick Williams moves on to, just because Ilya Dragunov and Carmelo Hayes have been eerily absent from TV after making that championship popular. So it will be interesting to see if those two pop back up on TV now that Sami Zayn has really been handily defeated. Well, defeated twice now by Trick Williams. Like there's no argument to be had for a third matchup here. And then back to the beginning of the pay-per-view here, and what was not much of a surprise here, Bron Breakker ends up beating Seth Rollins. He does get a little bit of help from his friends in the process. But yeah, I was not expecting Bron Breakker to lose this match whatsoever,
No,
though.
no, no, no. No. Seth can take some losses here. We're telling the story that he doesn't have any friends. He has no backup. They're just going to keep piling on him until they figure they do something. I don't no, 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 not I don't know what that is. Maybe it involves him having to team with some old enemies. Maybe it involves him having him and CM Punk having to team up at some point. Or
Man, him and CM Punk burying the hatchet would be an interesting one. I can't, I don't feel like they can call up anyone from NXT that they haven't called up already. So he
No,
doesn't
it's
have backup that could be pulled out of the blue, so to speak.
right. And he keeps running afoul of people who could be allies, such as the Street Profits and Joe Hendry, and the segment the night after where Rollins gets out of the way, lets Dawkins take the spear from Breaker, and Montez Ford is getting in Rollins' face about it. Again, I no idea where this all can lead. I mean, we've don't tease another Montez Ford, singles run. That's not going to happen.
Hey, I suppose this thing could run the whole way to the Survivor Series that they've been doing, the
More games?
War Games matchup, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we could. I mean,
I'm not
you're
saying
gonna have
that
to
it
reel in
is the
some.
choice, but they have enough bodies involved
Yeah.
already, and it felt like the Vision was going to be involved last year.
They were.
Oh
But
yeah,
without
they
Seth. But without Seth.
Seth. That's oh, because that
Because
and
that was
that's
after
when
that.
what's his name? Bron Is that when Bronson Reed hurt himself? Was that the match he hurt himself in?
No, that was in February.
Oh, okay. I don't know. That must have been the previous year that he injured himself in War Games then, that he
Yes, he
broke
did do
his
that.
leg.
Yes.
Okay.
This is yes.
Yep,
We need to
remembering wrong War Games.
Yeah,
Oh
yes. Reed is on his
boy.
second prolonged injury timeout. Yeah, that's not a good place to be in a short period of time.
No, it isn't. But yeah, I guess that was one of those things that I did think was a possibility. I'm not saying that that's going to happen. I'm just saying that it. Just because Seth does continue to interact with the Street Profits, and if the Street Profits lose their first matchup against the Vision, maybe they have more common ground to make up with him. And this is a story arc that ends up lasting longer.
Right.
And they do become the backup at some juncture, but who knows? Like you said, he has not really ingratiated himself in the segments that he has been in with them. But again, they could just be playing up the Seth has no friends still for a little bit longer before that changeover happens. So since that does the end of yeah, the end of Backlash. I suppose the biggest thing on Raw here that I'm seeing early in the show that we haven't really talked about already, Penta comes out to talk about the Intercontinental Champion. Yep. Gets interrupted by All Ego Ethan Page. Then we end up also getting Rusev and Javon Evans appearances, which ends up leading to a match for the later two here.
Which
And
Javon Evans just wins clean. Which they it was nice having you back, Rusev. Enjoy main event. Those main event tapings.
I was a little bit surprised that there wasn't some type of we're gonna end up in a four way, so
Yeah,
there's
that's
some.
exactly what I was expecting. It's just. It feels like this would be a case where making it a four-way would be the better decision. It would be, not that I'm saying I don't think Penta and Ethan Page wouldn't have a good singles match, but we're still so early in Ethan Page's run that the four-way would be even just be a bigger deal to have on Saturday's main event. And I know we're not prioritizing these Saturday nights. This Saturday's the people of I really hope the people of Fort Wayne, Indiana, have tempered their expectations for the show that they're getting quite a bit with this thing landing in between two PLEs, two ESPN PLEs.
I had half a thought in my brain to drive to Fort Wayne, given that it is not all that far from Columbus here. But have definitely decided against it. Although I did get a laugh that Saturday Night's main event has more matches planned for it already than AEW's next pay-per-view. So I will give it that.
I think it's the same amount.
Oh, it's ten
Yeah,
matches, huh?
yes, this is the same amount of matches. Yes, because again, this MJF Darby Allin deal for title versus hair is not official yet.
Talked about a lot, not official.
Yeah, but yeah,
So
I mean,
yeah,
imagine
this.
Sarah's main event will be, just to sum it up, Intercontinental title, Penta versus Ethan Page. And for the tag titles, it's the Vision versus Street Profits. Since these Saturday's main events are end up only 2 hours, and they're likely not going to fit more than four matches in that time frame. I imagine we'll get
Oh.
two SmackDown matches, and I would think that you're not getting Cody. Maybe you'll get like. Maybe the right match to main event the Saturday's main event is the Rhea Ripley Jade Cargill main event rematch in WrestleMania. Because I don't think they're getting Co I don't you're not getting Cody, you're not getting Roman on this show.
Oh, no. No, there is no zero big matchups for Saturday night's main event. Like you said,
No.
we definitely know that the next destination for Roman Reigns is likely Turin, Italy
Yes.
here. So, I guess speaking of championships, Brie Bella and Paige come out to call out the Judgment Day, and boy, that was not the best idea on their part,
No, no,
because
no, no.
they
They
ended up getting beat down 3-on-2.
Well, and they got shown up on the microphone as well, because they brought a knife to a gunfight. Oh boy, did Roxanne and Raquel have some good lines to hit them with? And Brie Bella somehow screwed up the Judgment Day name, the Judgments Day or whatever she said. Hey, it slipped the tongue. It can happen.
Yeah, I do feel like it shines a light on well, I'm
This
trying to
team is
think
not
if
long for the
Paige
world.
I'm trying to think if Paige was ever a good promo. Like, I
She
liked her
was.
as
She was
a
all right.
wrestler,
Yeah,
but
and yeah.
I guess I just feel like there's a different similar to I feel like I concentrate more on the women who are wrestling back then, maybe don't have the athleticism of the women today. And I concentrate on that problem, but the mic skills definitely seemed more in favor of the Judgment Day in
Yeah.
this segment, like you said. Like it was pretty rough. Like, neither Brie nor Paige seemed all that comfortable with what material they were given there.
No, they didn't. And yeah, I mean, I don't. I this is definitely a makeshift team that's for that probably not gonna make it too long here. Yeah. Assume Paige was, obviously Brie wants the team. This whole return is about her teaming with her sister, and then I'm sure Paige
Yes,
is
it
wants to
is.
get back into singles wrestling as soon as possible. Will these titles change hands next week when they face the Judgment Day team of Roxanne and Raquel? I don't know, possible, but I'd say maybe not quite yet. Interesting to note that it's Liv Morgan with nothing really to do for regarding her own title is just basically backing up Roxanne and Raquel here.
Yeah, she has found herself with a lot of free time because well, we kind of noted it with Stephanie Vaquer as champion, and it hasn't changed at all. Well, and it has been actively harmful that Vaquer is out with at least a it seems like a shorter term injury,
Yeah, shorter term
but
injury, and I think she also had
off
to
TV nonetheless.
go to back to Mexico to deal with a legal an unfortunate legal issue regarding a abusive ex as well. I'm not sure, I don't know if she was in the courtroom when that happened, but he has essentially been last news today, he has been convicted and sentenced to 16 years in prison for basically for attempted murder. So that's how serious
Well,
that situation she was in before,
wow.
before heading to NXT and WWE.
I can understand wanting some time off for that. That seems pretty important. So, but yeah, I mean, because she's off dealing with that stuff, and well, and we talked about it during her reign, that because Becky Lynch siphoned off a number of opponents, and she seems to be doing that again in this situation, because the two other women featured on this night were Io Sky and Sol Ruka, both who are more in orbit with Becky Lynch than they are with Liv
Yeah,
Morgan.
you can separate EO from, especially since EO got the win. I know this was technically a good match, but I just it just felt like, it felt, I said in our chat, it felt like an AEW match. Felt, very thrown together, just two wrestlers out there, so thrown out there to have a good match. And of course, and it felt like an AEW match right down to, this is now the second time now Sol Ruka has been put in a situation where, gosh darn it, she tried really hard, but she came up short in her second match on Raw. Like, have you noticed that no one else you're pushing is dealing with this? Well, okay, well, Ricky Saints is, but
Well,
him.
yeah, overall hobby horse of this show is how wins do matter.
Yes,
There are times where
they do
you've built up
matter.
enough credibility. Like, I mean, you talked about it earlier with Seth Rollins. Like, the man's built up enough credibility that he can eat a loss here and there, and it's not going to be too much of a
Yeah,
problem.
I would not have.
Sol Ruka not on that list.
I would not have. I would not have booked this match. And no. And yes, I would remove Io Sky from the Becky Lynch orbit and, move her towards Liv Morgan. Instead, because you can't be just you can't have Becky Lynch, occupy the time of two different people at once. It didn't sound like that's what it was. It did sound like more like, Becky's, picking at Sol Ruka.
Oh yeah, and that seems like a again, like yeah, Intercontinental's up and coming wrestlers for the most part.
Yeah.
So Becky Lynch and Sol Ruka makes a lot of sense.
If Solar can get some, can actually win a match on Raw.
Yeah, she really needs to turn things around here.
I don't need to see Sol Ruka become the Daniel Garcia of WWE.
I
He
mean, she
tried
can.
really, really hard in all those matches he lost for 2 or 3 straight years.
She can't. She'll never be that bad.
No.
She's actually a good wrestler. There was one other interesting match here. This is in the pile of the AEWification of the WWE. We don't have enough championships. Oh my God, we didn't even talk about that. So we didn't talk about
Oh.
that. I completely forgot about that announcement from Backlash because I was just looking at
Oh, yeah, I
results.
forgot about it too. Yes.
But anywho, to get back to my original point about talking about championship belts on TV,
Oh, okay.
was where I was going,
Yeah,
and
no, I
I
see where you're
almost
going, really.
off-roaded myself. One Dominic Mysterio defended the AAA Mega Championship against the original Americano, El Grande Americano.
Yeah.
And not really surprising, the What are they calling? How dare this write-up not make the difference? Is it just El Grande Americano?
I think it's a grande Americano. I think some announcers call him the real El Grande
Oh, the
Americano. I think it's.
real. Okay, I think that's what's been attached when I have heard it, and that's what's
Yes.
sticking in my brain that I couldn't get out. But yeah, Ludwig Qua Kaiser version ends up costing the Chad Gable version because we're leading
Yeah.
into mask versus mask match
Right.
in AAA here.
And it was toned down from previous weeks, but there's still a feeling that there are people in decision-making positions in the for main roster shows who seemingly want to sabotage this deal for some reason and not treat it with any reverence, treat it like it's a joke. And it's just so, I mean, Michael Cole's commentary was very toned down from the previous week. But there's still some sarcasm to it, and there's still some smarminess to it. I was like, I don't understand. You own this thing. You should want it to be successful. So I don't. Maybe they feel like they're being shown up because somehow, Triple in AAA, which is booked by The Undertaker of all people, has taken this feud from WWE TV, switched the heel face dynamic. And turn it into maybe the hottest feud in all of wrestling right now.
Yeah, it's kind of wild. The main WWE crowds, though their numbers are still pretty good. I feel like crowd reaction has been down is more of a overall whole.
Yeah.
And when I do see these clips of AAA, people are always going bonkers.
Oh yes. Yeah. It it's it's
So
it's 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 it it truly is wild. Just how incredibly over this feud is in Mexico compared to WWE, where the face heel dynamic is different and no one cares.
yeah, it is really wild the disparity there. Oh, and you know what? The Roman Reigns Jacob Fatu segment was next. So perfect.
Yeah.
We can just go ahead, and what was going to derail me can be a continued talk about the AEWification of the WWE. John Cena announces his own tournament that will end in a championship, but
But
the
someone
fans
who
are going
lost
to decide
the
it.
fans can decide it and someone who lost their match that night can still win.
Yes.
I mean,
That
this sounds
seems
like
to
a
be the
number.
case
It
currently.
sounds like we're looking at American Idol, Dancing with the Stars, Tough Enough, and maybe even LFG, even though I've never actually watched LFG, all rolled into one. How this is all going to work? It's essentially going to be that people are going to be rated on their performance, not on who actually wins the matches.
Yeah, which is kind of weird
I mean, again,
that
we've seen
winning the
some comp
matches.
we obviously reality competition type things has not a stranger between Tough Enough and then in
Oh,
LFG,
right.
which has run for a few seasons. I've never watched it, so I don't even really I don't I couldn't tell you what the elimination process is on that show, or
Yeah,
and we have
also,
we, we oh,
I have not watched it myself
Right.
personally,
We have not.
so.
We also haven't. They haven't. They sent Cena out there in Tampa to, which, he lives in the area, and, if they want, if they thought he was going to help ticket sales or whatever, they sent him out there to hype up this not fully fleshed out idea. That's for sure.
Yeah, if it is fully fleshed out, they did not do he did not do a good job describing it.
No, I mean we I'm kind of presuming it's going to be like a one night PLE slash tournament type deal, but
So.
also could be an ongoing, a new ongoing television series, like Tough Enough, like American Idol, like Dancing with Stars, all that. When you have the fan vote and judges, and it could be that,
Yeah,
because
they were
it seems like a weird concept
very
for,
light on details.
right, exactly. Yes, this is not fleshed out. It seems like it could be more than just a PLE idea. But again, they sent scene out there with not a lot of details.
New, and still a lot of questions to surrounding it, honestly, because I mean, it's
I
not
mean,
even
we.
like he gave a date.
No, he did not. He gave no date.
It
There's nothing. Yeah, I
gonna
mean,
happen in the
is there going to
future.
be a is there going to be a men's division and a women's division, where will men and women essentially be a part of the same, fighting for the same championship? Will is this men o is Cena pulling a misogyny? Is this going to be men only? I mean, I think this day and age you can't get away with that. So, like, what is? Again,
Yeah,
we're still a lot
no
of questions
ground rules, just
as to what exactly this
all
is.
wild speculation is
Right.
all that we can do at the
Yeah.
current moment. Wild and rampant speculation, sure, why the hell
Yeah,
not?
our specialty.
So yeah, this I guess it was better. There were some people that thought that it's gonna be some type of Club WWE announcement.
Well,
Did
I'm
not
glad it
end up
wasn't
being
that. Yeah, I'm glad it wasn't that, because I think that probably would have gotten Cena booed.
that. Yeah, he is a great spokesman. I'm not sure that he is going to want to deliver that message,
No.
honestly.
I mean, I'm on the wait list, so let's see how much this thing costs just to join.
Yeah. I did not put myself on that wait list, and maybe I should. I think it's still available, isn't it?
Yeah, it's still available. Yeah, they haven't announced anything about when it's actually starting.
Okie dokie. Well, I did talk about it at the top of the show here. I do think that it bears at least a little bit of mention here. AEW's what the heck was this called? Fairway to Hell. Got to admit, there are some Tony Khanisms that I don't think will ever hit the WWE, that he pulls from past wrestling products, even ones that the WWE currently own. Loved the idea of having this in some type of golf training dome thing. The venue was a lot of fun visually for it. I guess I always kind of like that bash at the beach
Yeah.
kind of situation that WCW would put themselves in. Where it's just like, you know what, sometimes it's just fun to do something different. It gives you just a different look on TV. Because you're just seeing arena after arena after arena. So seeing a pool on set or whatever always kind of brought joy to me. So I did I did like this Fairway to Hell venue quite a bit here. So I didn't want to go without mentioning that.
No, it looked cool in clips. I was going to end up. I intended to watch it, and then I didn't, the whole thing. But the stuff with Pac and Darby Allin on in the sand trap, that yeah that looked quite quite fun.
Yeah, I mean it was fun and it seemed par for the course. I guess
Ooh.
pun intended, I suppose, on
Ah.
that one. That Darby Allin would be the one to get the actual, 'cause I mean they had a full like hole behind the ring setup. And him and Pac were the only ones to play in that. So I mean, I do think I admire for a change AEW's restraint. I feel like most shows, like everyone would have been over there, and it would have been eye rolling by the sixth matchup or whatever that matchup was on the card here. I think it was fifth at least. But yeah, I did want to talk about that. Other than that, I mean, it was oh, it was fourth. It was a standard collision. I think the only other thing really worth talking about, and we talked about it a little bit before the show, Jack Perry ends up losing the national championship, then ends up throwing himself, the Young Bucks, and Kenny Omega's help over to Chris Jericho for the Stadium Stampede match. I think that was the only other real big news coming out of this show, because there were two squash matches basically in
Right.
between the opener where he lost and the main event. So yeah, we went from recording a show last Thursday, not knowing who Chris Jericho's partners would be, to them just randomly getting offered up the very next show here. So
Yeah, it's whatever. They feel like they had to bring back the Stadium Stampede for this thing.
yep. So Stadium Stampede it is, ladies and gentlemen. Bell time beer of the evening. Because I am not drinking, I will talk about the Zaftig Brewing. I am headed over there on Saturday. It is their 12th overall anniversary, 10th in their current location. It is a brewery that I go to a lot, but for whatever reason have not bought a lot of beers there. And I'm not quite sure why. For as much as I drink at their venue, there has been a corresponding lack of beers on this show for them. So I figured, hey, I'm headed there for that anniversary on Saturday. I may as well talk about them. And hey, maybe I'll end up bringing home a couple of good Belltime beers and feature them on subsequent shows here. So that is at DeFrango11's suggestion for the week. You can follow the brand on at Stunt Granny. You can download us and rate and review us on both Spotify and what the hell? Apple or iTunes. No. Or is
Apple
it Apple
Podcast, huh?
Podcasts? Good Lord.
Yes.
It hasn't been iTunes for ages. And I'm trying to do this slightly different, and I just completely fucked myself. So, and then go ahead and download us at other places also if you want to, like iHeartRadio and YouTube Music. Have a good night, grandkids.
Later.